Kathy Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike in central Gaza kills over a dozen people, many of them children. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
An Israeli airstrike flattened a house in central Gaza, killing over a dozen people, two-thirds of them women and children, according to a local hospital. In Deir el-Balah, in central Gaza, some of those killed from the strike were lined up in white shrouds on the top of a truck. AP footage showed their bodies in the blood-stained white cloth with two lifeless hands poking out of one as it was lifted onto the truck platform. A man held the body of a baby whose face peered out from the cloth before being laid to rest alongside the other corpses. A line of mourners gathered by the vehicle and began to pray in respect to those killed. The bodies were brought to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Raqqa. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories,